Welcome back to another episode of Cavs Corner, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew. I'm back this week. I'm not sick anymore. I'm joined with my co-host, former club MVP, Ashley Zalek. How are you today?
Yeah, not bad. You might still be sick. Got a bit of the sniffles, so...
Yeah, well, I'm very nasally, but that's all right.
I need to get one of those COVID barriers between the two of us. And our plant's back, too.
The plant
Big
is
fan
back.
Of this fake plant.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you want me to jump straight into the results from the weekend?
Yeah, let's go through the Big V results from the weekend.
So we had finals on the weekend. We had the qualifying finals. Both the men and the women played away. The youth men, they travelled to Melbourne. Unfortunately, they went down in a close one. But they will play this weekend here at the Fortress in an elimination final against Eltham. So we'll touch more on the details of that game later. But get down this Saturday night to show some support. The youth women, though, they went away to Keilor, picked up a big win and booked their spot in the preliminary final, which will be... obviously not this Saturday coming, the Saturday after. And we'll give you more details on that game once we confirm the opponent after this weekend's games.
Fantastic. Now, jumping straight into the players in focus. The players to look forward to, obviously, this week will be Tot Jock. Tot was okay on the weekend. Look, it was below his best, but we know, as we've seen all season, he's got a high level of consistency, and we know that he will bounce back and lead the team to a big win this Saturday night.
Yeah, I've got no doubt about that. He's over the season, he's almost been a walking double-double. So, a little bit quiet on the weekend. So, yeah, he'll definitely bounce back. For the Youth League women, we know they don't play this weekend. So, I think we'll talk on another play next week too, probably. But I think a good one to start off with is Caitlin Field. Similar to Tot, Katie was she was all right on the weekend, but definitely not her best. She's played some absolutely outstanding basketball this season. She could be another damaging weapon for that team. So, I feel sorry for whoever, probably Altona, but for whoever ends up versing them in the preliminary final, because the team's firing and they've got players that I thought were just okay on the weekend, but have a lot more to bring. So that, on top of who performed on the weekend, it's going to be a tough team to beat. So, you know, get down and support that one in a week's time.
Yeah, well, look, hopefully it's not Altona. I would love to beat Dandong in a prelim.
Oh, it would feel good, wouldn't it?
It would feel good. But we'll find out, obviously, this weekend when they Altona take on Dandenong. Well, so we'll look forward to that result.
As we know, Altona in Altona for the Youth League women, that's a tough matchup. So Dandenong's got to travel up there this Saturday night to take them on. I'm pretty sure it's Saturday night. Could be Sunday. I think it's Saturday night.
Yeah, I think so. This Saturday night, though, come down to the Fortress. The Youth League men taking on Eltham, as we touched on before. It's an elimination final. So bring your hand clappers, bring everything, make some noise. 7:30.
Old school pots and pans.
Old school pots and pans. Vuvuzelas or whatever you want to call them. The old horn. 7:30 at the Fortress. Yes, the Fortress, a.k.a. Casey Stadium for Colleen and Tegan, my partner, who affectionately like to call it.
The Casey Stadium, they don't like calling it the Fortress.
No, they make jokes every day about it.
They don't like the Fortress.
The Fortress.
Oh, maybe they're not invited anymore.
Yeah, stuff them.
We might flip our headsets back around the other way for Colleen there. But get down. Unfortunately, the grandstand at this stage won't be up, but we'll have extra additional seating on the court side, and if we do get to capacity, we will open up the mezzanine space. So things are in place for that. So if we get a big crowd, come down, bring the noise. It's going to be a big game. Help the Youth League men get across the line.
That's right. And you can follow all the action on socials. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, KC Basketball, search us up. You'll find us there.
That is the best segue you've ever done for that.
Is it?
I think so. I think that was real smooth.
It was
not
smooth.
So smooth now that I've called it out. But
no, you've embarrassed me. I've gone all red now.
Oh, he's up. Let's jump into our sponsors. Guzmani Gomez, fast food your mum says yes to. And we love the ice cream, the barista made coffee, the brekkie burritos. They've got everything down there.
That's right. Melbourne Orthodontic Group, Mog, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home. And we've already had a few referrals. So if you are going to build a Carlisle home, get in touch with us. You can get $500 in your pocket.
Awesome. PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting KC Basketball with injury prevention and recovery.
Ray White Cranbourne, get in touch with Peter and Chaminda down there. They'll help you with your buying, selling, property management needs. And if you get in touch with, I think, Peter at the moment, and you do sell your home once it settles, you will get a $395 gift card. So, you know, a little extra bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Innersport Cranbourne, KC Central. If you need any sporting goods, go down there and they'll sort you out.
Packing and Mazda, Zoom Zoom, KC Basketball Cards, they're out and about again. I know some of the imports from the NBL 1 teams have gone home, but you'll still see them out in the community.
Awesome. Universal Athletes Center, for all your recovery needs. They've got pools, they've got gym equipment, they've got, I believe, a quarter court basketball ring down there somewhere.
Yeah. You should go down and check it out.
I should go down and check it out.
You need a workout. The drive-by. Mortgage Choice Clyde. Get in touch with Daniel and Sarah there. You might have seen recently on our socials. By getting in touch with them and potentially getting a small discount on your interest rate, you could save some easy money in your pocket each and every single week.
That's right. The Clean Ranger. Pew, pew. If you need your cleaning, go and see Polky. He'll happily do it for you.
Easy done. Merchandise. We've got scarves, keep cups, can coolers, basketballs, drink bottles, the new hoodie, the t-shirt. We've got everything. Now, hats. Neither of us are wearing a hat today again. I think we said that
it's
last
too cold
time
for
too.
A hat.
It is cold. It is a real cold day today. We are filming on a Wednesday this week, so you would have noticed the frosty morning.
Yep.
But yeah, if you want a hat, get down here. I think they're $30. They look fantastic. Absolutely stunning embroidery on them. So get down and purchase one.
Perfect. Junior Cavs news now. Intersport Team of the Week. This week goes to the under 12 six boys. They've had a great patch of form, winning the last three of four games, including a big 32-point win on Friday night. So keep it up, boys.
Great job, boys. And also, if you are looking to get involved with the Case Cavaliers, the Junior Cavalier tryout registrations are now open for Phase 1 and Phase 2. And I had a look this morning. We currently have, across both phases, over 650 people already registered to try out.
That's
so,
a lot.
You know what? I don't know if they cut it off for Phase 1 because Phase 1 is the domestic trial. But if you do want to get involved, now is the time to get online. Get that registration in to make sure you don't miss out. Yeah, come be part of the Cavs Nation, Cav family.
The Cavalier Army.
The cavalry. You
the
like
cavalry?
That one. You do like the cavalry. Come be part of the cavalry.
That's the one. That works. It's perfect.
It works. All right. Technical officials news. What do you got for me?
Big V finals are obviously up, as we know, from the start of the podcast there.
Yep.
Seven officials are officiating in the Big V finals this year. The 2023 record last year was seven, so we've equaled it. And there's still more action because the senior side hasn't finished yet.
Yeah, that's an unreal effort from the technical officials there. We'll read out those seven officials now, though. We'll alternate here. I've got Alexandra Lithgow.
Yeah, Jordan Minter.
Jordan Slater.
Kyle Johnson.
Nathan Johnson.
Ryan Buttle.
And your mate, Stephen Thomas.
My mate.
He's your
mate. Stephen Thomas, yeah. No, he's been good.
Referee of the year. Stephen Thomas.
He is.
Yeah. I don't mind it. A-grade school. As you know,
spit it out.
You got to leave that in, aren't you? As you know, we're currently running an A-grade school here, so they're approaching halfway through their assessment phase. And add a bonus for that group that's going through. We've had some high-quality external referee coaches coming in to work with them, including those who officiate and referee coach at the NBL 1, NBL, and WNBL level. So they've had some absolute outstanding guidance through the A-grade school. So I think it's a good group coming through. So I'm expecting a high percentage of those referees to hopefully get their A-grade.
And speaking of referee schools, Ashley, 31 participants have just completed their first shift, which means a beginner school is on. They're doing their week two theory this week. So it's an awesome...
Lots happening in the technical official space.
I can't even speak.
Lots happening in the technical official space there. So let's get on to the upcoming programs and events.
Oh,
Term
boy.
3 registrations. They're open. There's a handful of spots left, but some of the programs are sold out. They're getting capacity. We have our NBL preseason game between Melbourne United and Brisbane Bullets here at Casey Stadium on Tuesday, August 27th. The tickets are 70% sold out, so lock in yours today so you don't miss out. And the 3-3 tournament, registrations are open for that. That's on October 2nd. That's the second week of the school holidays. I think it's the Wednesday of that week. So as we said last time, we had 250-odd teams. We had a few teams miss out again, so get online, register. We believe we fixed the scoring issue, so they'll be on the tablet, so we know that was an issue last time. So get online, register, don't miss out on your spot, and we are done.
We have lost the absolute plot there.
No banter this week because he can't even speak anymore. So get down to the fortress this Saturday night to support the Youth League men as they face off Eltham in an elimination final. We'll see you there.
I thought you were back.
Done. We're done. That's it. Hold up. Speaking of referee schools, okay.
Speaking of high quality referee coaches, our referee coaches are currently teaching our new crop of referees in the beginner school, which is fantastic to see. So there's 31 participants there. Their first shift on the floor is in 2 weeks, I believe.
Nope.
Their first shift was on the weekend. So we love to see it. If you see them around, make sure you say good luck. I don't know where we're going with this.
Speaking of referee schools.
And speaking of referee schools, Ashley, 31 participants have just completed their first two theory sessions. Is that right?
Can you read it and then start? Oh, my God. And speaking of referee schools, we have 31 participants currently going through the beginner school.
No. It's my segue.
You know, we need the Jeopardy music in the background.